Doing. Hello again, and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. My name's Kevin.
And I'm Connor, and today we will be going over the squad for Cameroon for the African Cup 2021.
Right, I don't have a Cameroon shirt, but I have a kind of the colours, a little splash of red here and a mostly green for Cameroon. I reckon I'm close enough.
We'll count it.
All right. Well, today we are doing the... You go ahead and introduce it, Connor.
So, yeah, today we're talking about the players for Cameroon. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of list the potential players for each position and kind of discuss whether we think they're certain to be part of the squad, likely, possible, possible, but unlikely. And we'll also mention some that seem to be off the squad or retired or injured. And then as we go, we'll kind of reveal which players have made the final 28-man roster.
That's right. And for YouTube watchers, we have a simple graphic where we kind of put up the name that we're talking about. And for audio listeners, we are going to try to mention the name three times just so you get familiar with it. But let's begin actually, Connor, with the formations. And we're looking at the formations in their last six games of 2022 World Cup qualifying. And we see that Cameroon generally seem to go with a back four, but in their two middle games against Mozambique had three defenders. And up top, generally it's two or three. So 4-4-2 or 4-3-3, the most common formation there. But it kind of changed from game to game.
Yeah, they do mix it up a bit and perhaps don't have as set a formation as some other teams. So we'll try and take that into account as we go through their players.
Yeah. All right, well, let's begin with manager Tony Canseco.
Yeah, he's a Portuguese manager. He's managed a number of different clubs in a long career, but he's been the Cameroon manager since 2019.
All right. Okay. On to goalkeepers, and we have three likely candidates here. The first one is David Epasi, and he's likely because actually his first appearance was on the bench in June 2021, but he had played five of their remaining eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others. So David Epasi there.
Yeah, he currently plays in Greece with a team called OFI Crete.
Right, so those five caps are his only caps, and he is 28 years old. Next, also considered likely, is Simon Omosola, and he played two of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for seven, so probably not a starter, but looks like he'll be on the bench.
Yeah, and he's a relatively young keeper. Just 23 years old, and he plays his football in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Right. Okay, and finally, more of a veteran, Andre Onana. He started and finished games in the 2019 African Cup, but doesn't seem to be the starter now. He returned after a 12-month absence due to a doping ban. Actually, that was reduced to a 9-month absence, so he is available for this tournament. And he returned in November and played both of their games. So actually, he very well may be the starter.
Yeah, I think if he's returned, it's likely. He is a veteran in a sense, but he's only 25 years old. But he has 20 caps for the national team and I think would generally be considered first choice. He is first choice or was with Ajax, his club. So I think if, it seems the ban is over, so I think it's likely that he'll come into the setup and possibly gain the starting role.
Right. He was called up for the 2017 African Cup, but he refused the call up for some reason. But he did play in the Confederations Cup the following summer. He was on the roster, but starting keeper for Brice Ondoa was the starter at that time, so he didn't see any action. But as I said, he was the starter in 2019. And it is Fabrice Ondoa who is still around. He played the first of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other and not selected for the eight others, including the last six. So it looks like he may be on his way out.
Yeah, and he's unattached at the moment, but was most recently playing with Alaves in Spain. He does have 45 caps for the national team, though, so a significant number of appearances since his debut in 2014.
Right. He's just 26 years old, so it's not a matter of him kind of aging out. Okay, we have a possible but unlikely keeper in Hashu Carrido. And again, we'll come back and give more detail about him. But just to say, he was a starting keeper actually in the 2000s from 2004 to 2010. And then after not coming for a couple of tournaments, he was the backup keeper or one of the backup keepers in 2019. But he hasn't played since that 2019 African Cup. So there we have it. Quite a few keepers to choose from, Connor. We got one more name. Sorry, all the information I just said was not about Hashu Carrido. It was about Carlos Camini, who was the keeper who played in the 2000s. But he seems to be off the squad now.
Yes, he's 37 years old, so likely retired. No longer part of the national team.
Right. Sorry about that. I felt something was wrong because Hashu Carrido was not a familiar name to me. And I thought, wow, he sure has played a lot. Okay. But it was Carlos Camini that we were talking about. All right. Let's see how it turned out, Connor.
All right. So Cameroon actually took four goalkeepers to the tournament. That includes all three of the ones we listed as likely, Davis Epassi, Simon Omasola, and Andre Onana. And there's one player they've taken who wasn't on our list, and that's Jean Ifala. He has no appearances for the Cameroon national team, so a pretty unknown player. He's 29 years old, so it's not like he's that young either. But he it will also be going to the African Cup, though likely in a bench role.
Okay, so we have a new player in Jean Ifala, their fourth keeper. A lot of teams are taking four keepers. Among those, Connor, do you feel Andre Onana will be the starter?
I think he will be. I think he was the starter prior to his ban, but now that the ban's over, I expect him to come back into that starting role. But do you agree?
I didn't initially realize the ban was the reason. I thought he just wasn't playing anymore. But knowing there's a ban, I mean, he plays for Ajax Amsterdam, a much bigger team than the other two. So I would guess he's the starter. All right, let's move on to defenders, and we begin with Michael Ngadju. And at central defense, we consider him a definite because he played 9 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other.
Yeah, we're just to clarify, we'll start with central defenders, okay. Ngadju is one of them. And yes, he plays with Ghent in Belgium, has 44 caps for the team since 2016. So, I would definitely put him in that definite category.
Right, and he was a starter in the 2017 African Cup, 2017 Confederation Cup, and the 2019 African Cup. So as long as he's fit and available, it looks like he'll definitely be there. The next one down is just at the possible level, and it's Jean-Claude Delong. And he played... he had his first cap in June 2021 and played three of their remaining eight games and was on the bench for five others. So I might even move him up to likely, though not as a starter.
Yeah, and he plays for Clermont Foot in France. And like you said, just new to the team, making his appearance or his debut earlier this year.
Right. Harold McCoody is also considered, well, we move Jean-Claude Delong up to likely. Harold McCoody is at the possible level. He actually returned after a 10-month absence in September to play four of their remaining six games in 2021 and was on the bench for the last two matches. So I'm actually considering, what do you think of him as a likely candidate, Connor?
Perhaps likely, given that he was involved either in... on the field or on the bench for the last six matches. So that may be a good indication. He plays with Saint-Étienne in France, so a fairly big club as well. Oh, you're just on mute there.
Right. And of course, neither of these guys have tournament experience, being fairly new to the squad, and nor does this player, Jerome Ongwen. He played two of their 10 games in 2021, actually the first one and the last one, and he was on the bench for two of those and not selected for six others. So I think he is definitely possible rather than likely.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He has eight caps to his name, though he made his debut in 2018, but obviously was not playing for a period of time. And he currently plays his football with Red Bull Salzburg in Austria.
Yeah, that's right. He was on the preliminary squad for the 2019 African Cup, but didn't make it. Okay, we have a few kind of possible but unlikelies. The first one is Jean-Charles Castelletto. Jean-Charles Castelletto played one of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three of those, but he wasn't selected for six, so... maybe if they have an injury problem, we would see him.
Yeah, that's right. He currently plays for Nantes in France and has just four caps since his debut in 2017. So a player that seems to be used sparingly.
Yeah, too sparingly for him. He was on the preliminary squads for the 2017 Confederation Cup and the 2019 African Cup, but didn't make it either time. So he'll be hoping he makes it this time, I'm sure. Also possible but unlikely is Frank Bagnac. He played only the first of their 10 games in 2021, wasn't selected for the rest. So maybe we'll come back to him if he's selected. And then we have a couple of teams, players making their way off the squad. Do you want to do the first one, Connor?
Sure. The first one is Jean-Armel Kanabayek. He last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup, but no appearances since. It doesn't seem to be part of the current setup.
Yeah, he was only a sub there, so not a major player. Slightly more major, at least in 2019, was Banana Yaya. That was his first tournament for the team, and he was a starter, but he seemed to kind of go as soon as he came there. Yeah, again, maybe we'll come back and detail him if he makes the squad. Let's look and see who made it among the central defenders.
All right. So there are four players going to the tournament in this position. Michael Ngadjui is selected. He was somebody we had as definite. Jean-Claude Belong, who we listed as likely, is not on the team. But that does include our other likely candidate, Harold Mukudi. He is going. Also attending will be Jerome Ongweni, who we listed as possible. And then finally, one of our possible but unlikely names is going, and that's Jean-Charles Castelletto.
Wow. All right. Well, it's hard to say who will be starting alongside Michael Ngadju Ngadri, but we could maybe guess Harold Mukudi, but probably not a sure thing. Any opinion on that, Connor?
It will be difficult to say. I mean, we listed Mukudi as likely and the others as just possible or possible, but unlikely. But I will note that Ngadju is the only player who, or central defender who is on the 2017 African Cup team, where of course Cameroon were the champion. So kind of not a lot of experience, or said another way, a lot of turnover from that successful team in 2017. So that will kind of make the central defender position a bit more interesting.
Yeah. The fact is, towards the end of the World Cup qualifying, they seemed a bit undecided on who was going to play next to him. So maybe they'll try to work that out during this tournament. We would say Mukudi has the best bet, but it's a bit up in the air. All right, moving on to left backs, we have a likely candidate in Nuhu Tolo. Nuhu Tolo returned after a 3.5-year absence in June to play 5 of their remaining 8 games, including the last 4. And he was on the bench for 1, but not selected for 2 games there.
Yeah, that long absence explains why he has just 6 caps since debuting in 2017. He's a younger player, just 24 years old, and he currently plays his football with the Seattle Sounders in the United States.
Right. Okay. So he has no tournament experience, of course. Ambroise Oyongo is our next candidate. So Ambroise Oyongo played none of their 11 games in 2021. He was injured for the first 4 of those, but he was on the bench for the last 3 games. So maybe making his way back into the squad.
Yeah, he was a player who was a regular in Cameroon's African Cup 2017 success. He has 48 caps, so a fair bit of experience, and he currently plays football with Montpellier in France.
Right, he's been on the team since 2015 and at every tournament, sometimes a starter and sometimes not, but he was a starter in 2019. Whether Nuhu Tolo has taken over the position, though, remains to be seen. Possible but unlikely as Fabrice Nga. And I'll just say he played the first of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for 1 more and not selected for the last 8 matches. So we'll give him a pass unless he actually makes the team. Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, the next one we have is Jonathan Nguem. He returned after an almost 4-year absence to play 1 of their remaining 9 games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the last 8 matches.
Yeah, so definitely not likely. Yeah, not likely there. And a bit of a familiar name for me, Gaëtan Bong. Gaëtan Bong, though, has last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup, and truth be told, he was never a starter for them. So again, if he he's with Nottingham Forest, so you're probably more familiar with him, hey Connor?
Yeah, he's been with a couple clubs, including at the championship level, Wigan, Brighton, and then Nottingham Forest. So yes, a little bit surprised he perhaps didn't play more for Cameroon, because he was at some fairly high profile clubs and had some time in the Premier League with Brighton as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he never seemed to make it as a starter on the team. Anyway, let's see how things transpired here.
All right. Well, they've taken 3 left backs. That includes the two we expected, Nuhu Tolo and Ambroise Ayongo. But it also includes someone who wasn't on our radar because he has no caps, and that's Enzo Imbós. He never appeared for the national team previously. He's young, he's just 22 years old, and he currently plays with Angers in France.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a surprise because three left backs is quite a lot. Any speculation on who the starter will be there?
They're not players I know particularly well. Tolo did seem to does seem to be kind of in that starting position heading into the tournament. So I guess we'd expect him perhaps more than Oyongo, and you'd expect Imbós would likely be on the bench.
Yes, I agree with you there. The last two games he was on that side, so we'll nominate him as the starter. Although I wouldn't be surprised to see Oyongo kind of take back the position since he has had it in the past. But let's move on to right backs, and we have a likely candidate with Joyskin Dawa. So, likely candidate. Joyskin Dawa played 7 of their 10 games in 2021, and he was on the bench for the last of those, also.
Yeah, he plays his club football in Romania, having previously played in Latvia, Ukraine, and Portugal. So he's been around a little bit. He debuted with the team in 2018 and has a 9 caps in that time, but a lot of those coming in 2021.
Yeah, he seems like he didn't play towards the end there, but we still have him as likely, as we do Collins Fay. Collins Fay played 6 of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for 3 of those, and not selected for one other.
Yeah, he also had some time in playing his club football in Romania, but currently he plays with Standard Liège in Belgium and has since 2016. He's a bit more experienced with 40 caps for the national team.
Right, and sometimes he moves up and plays in the midfield as well. So we may see actually two of these players on the field. Next one is Olivier Mbezo, and we've also classified him as likely, and I'll tell you why. He played 5 of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for 2, and not selected just for 3 of the 10.
Yeah, Mbezo has 8 caps for the national team and currently plays his football with the Philadelphia Union, so another one playing in the United States, and he's just 24 years of old years of years old. Sorry.
Yeah, I like years of old, Connor. You can keep using that. All right, a couple of names who seem to be off the squad. One is Serge Lucho, and we won't get into him because he doesn't have much experience. The other one is Alan Romeo Nyom, who seems to be retired now. He's 31 years old, and last appeared in October 2019.
All
Okay,
right.
do you, again, he's not really a fixture on the team, so we'll come back to him if he makes it.
All right. So two right backs were selected, and interestingly, not Joksim Dawa, who had played 7 of their 10 games in 2021. So perhaps a bit of a surprise. But the other two likely candidates we identified, Collins Fay and Olivier Mbazo, they were selected for the squad.
All right. Well, of the two of those, I would say Collins Fay would be the starter.
I would agree just based on experience alone.
Yeah. But it could be both. It could be both of them because Collins Fay does play in the midfield sometime. And I see actually we've got one more name there. Okay. I'll just cover this quickly. Sacha Boey was chosen for the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So Sacha Boey won't appear, but there's maybe a name for the future, Connor.
Yeah, no appearances yet, but he plays with Galatasaray in Turkey, so a pretty big club, and just 21 years old, so a name we may see, as you mentioned, at future tournaments.
Right, and sometimes when a player is young and brand new, they haven't really defined their position yet, so they just put defender. And we have one player chosen for the preliminary squad fitting that category, so also maybe someone to look out for in the future. His name is Samuel Junior Cotto. Samuel Junior Cotto. And we don't even know what club he plays for, but he did appear on the roster. So we'll just leave that kind of hanging out there and maybe come back to him when the next tournament comes around.
That's right.
All right, let's move on to midfielders. And we do have one kind of versatile or roving midfielder. Actually, we have a couple, but one of them we consider a definite in André Zambo-Anguissa. He had played 9 of their 10 games in 2021 and wasn't selected, only for the first of those. He also scored a goal in qualifying.
Yeah, he's currently with Fulham in England, who he's been with since 2018, though, in fact, he's actually been loaned to Napoli for this season and was loaned to Villarreal previously. And he's also played in France with Marseille. So been around, but all pretty big clubs, you know, played in a lot of top leagues and, yeah, a real anchor in the midfield for Cameroon.
Right, and his first tournament was the 2017 Confederations Cup, where he started all 3 games. And he also was a starter in 2019, except for Game 4, where he was subbed in. The other one is George Manjak. George Manjak is a veteran who seems to be off the team now. He last played in the 2019 African Cup. Should we talk more about him or maybe move on? He's been around for a long time, but hasn't really made it onto the squad, except he was a starter in 2019. But for many tournaments before that, he was basically on the bench.
Yeah, he is 33 years old now, and it does seem like he's not in the picture anymore.
Right. Okay, well, we'll maybe come back and check on these guys. We'll include them, though, with the defensive and central midfielders. So for defensive midfielders, we have one definite candidate, and that's Martin Hongla. He played all 10 of their games in 2021.
Yeah, new to the squad, Hongla, making his first appearance in 2020, but he has 11 caps, and he plays with Royal Antwerp in Belgium. Just 23 years old, but seems to have really established himself since getting his start.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to get established in the team so quickly. We have a possible candidate also for defensive midfielder in Ivan Neyu. He had his first cap in June and played 3 of their remaining 8 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2 of those. So, but he wasn't selected for the last 2 games.
Yeah, perhaps an indicator. He's new to the team, 3 caps, 24 years old, and plays his football with Saint-Étienne in France.
Right. And then we have one who seems to be off the team, so we'll just mention his name since he really doesn't have much experience with the team. But Giando Fuchs last appeared for the national team in October 2019, so pretty doubtful there. All right, and we'll do central midfielders, and then we'll go over who made it. So in central midfield, as a likely candidate, is Pierre Koundé. Pierre Koundé Malong he's sometimes known as. And he played 8 of their 10 games in 2021. However, he was injured for the last 2.
Yes, if he's fit, we'd expect him to be there, though. He has 24 caps for the national team, all coming since his debut in 2018. And he plays currently with Olympiakos in Greece.
Right. And he was involved in the 2019 Cup. He subbed into Game 2 late on and then actually gained a starting position for Games 3 and 4. So seems like he's worked himself into the squad. The next one is James Liasaliki, who we've also classified as likely. James Liasaliki earned his first cap in June 2021 and played 7 of their remaining 8 games and was on the bench for the other.
Yeah, a 25-year-old who plays his football with Rennes and actually is currently loaned to Middlesbrough in the English Championship.
Uh-huh. Great. And another likely candidate is Samuel Nguet. Samuel Nguet played 5 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the 5 others.
Yeah, another young player, 24 years old, who plays his football in Belgium with KV Mechelen.
Right. Wow, it looks like we have far too many candidates here, Connor. But the next one is at the possible level, Jean Onana, or Jean Onana, had played 2 of their 10 games in 2021, the first one and the last one, and was on the bench for 2 others.
Yeah, another really young player, 21 years old. And he plays currently with Bordeaux, having moved this past year from Lille.
Right. Okay. And the next one, we'll just throw out a couple of names. Jan Itiki, who we consider possible but unlikely. He played 1 of their games in 2021. He was injured for the last 4 of those, but only has 2 caps for the team. So we'll see. And maybe you can cover the last one, Connor. Wilfried Kaptoum.
Yeah, he's last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup. Played with New England in the USA, but hasn't been with the team recently.
Yeah, he was only on the bench in 2019, so not a major player for them. Okay, wow, we have a whole bunch of names there, and let's see who made it.
Well, in what the player we identified as a general or versatile midfielder, Andre Frank Zambo Anguissa, he's there. We considered him a definite candidate. Moving on to defensive midfielders, there's 2 in this category. That's Martin Hlonga and Ivan Nayu.
Okay.
And then central midfielders, we have Pierre Koundé.
Uh-huh.
James Liasaliki and Samuel Gouet, all 3 we considered likely, as well as John Onana.
Wow.
The 21-year-old with Bordeaux.
Okay, well, any convictions on who's going to be starting there?
I think we'll see Zambo and Guisa starting for sure. I'd probably say Martin Hlonga, having started all 10 games in 2021, would also start as well. And then, you know, possibly Pierre Koundé as well. So depending whether they're using 3 or 2 in the central midfield. But I have to say one thing that does strike me is the turnover for Cameroon since the 2017 African Cup. None of those players we mentioned there, none of the 7 were involved in the 2017 African Cup, which Cameroon won. So, and some of them, or a lot of them actually, this is their first major tournament, as it is for 5 of them. So a fair bit of inexperience, maybe good to have some youth in midfield. But yeah, a very young midfielder or midfield with, turnover since the 2017 team. So does that surprise you?
It makes me want to go back and look at the squad and see who's missing. I don't particularly remember like the end of a golden generation. In fact, I think that generation didn't actually do well apart from that cup. I can't remember, but definitely I'm surprised. That's only 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so recent. But yeah, even a guy like Zambo Anguissa, who seems a veteran with 35 caps, he's only 26 years old, and he's kind of one of the seniors in that group. So yeah, all change for Cameroon in the midfield.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. I kind of wonder how they squeeze all of these guys in, because a lot of those names that we've highlighted there have played most of their recent games. So I don't exactly know how they've managed to do it. Maybe they play quite centrally and don't use wingers as much, but I guess we'll see when we get to that. All right, well, let's move over to the left side of the midfield. And actually, we do have just one possible candidate at left midfield, and that's Arnaud Suchinjoom. So Arnaud Suchinjoom played two of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for two and not selected for the last six. So we've only rated him as a possible.
Yeah, he's 32 years old, and he plays for Apollon Limassol in Cyprus. He made his debut in 2016 and has 28 caps. But as you mentioned, not all that involved in 2021, particularly in the matches leading up to this tournament.
Yeah, and kind of on and off. I mean, he appeared at the tournaments, but as far as being a starter, he was a bit on and off. So he's just possible for this tournament. And let's do the left winger and then check in, because we only have a name, Martin Akko Asomo, sometimes known as, but we have him as possible, but unlikely, because his first senior team cap was in March 2021. He played three of their 10 games and was on the bench for one of those, but not selected for the last six. And I believe he played in local tournaments for Cameroon and briefly made it onto the main team there.
Yeah, very similar situation for Akko Asomo as it is for Suchinjoom, where they haven't been involved in the previous six matches leading up to the tournament.
Right. Okay, and let's take a look and see. We have a very packed central midfield, and so my prediction that the wings would be less packed is true to a degree.
Yes, none of the... the short list of players we identified there on the left side of midfield or left wing are part of the squad.
Okay, neither of those guys made it.
Nope.
Okay, well, let's move over to the right side. Right midfielders, we actually have no candidates there. And so we go to... Right wingers. But I should mention, actually, there was a player, Paul-Georges Ntep, who actually made it to the preliminary squad as a left winger, but he wasn't selected for the final squad. So I'll add his name as a... Well, he's not actually a new player, but he returned after a two-year absence, so he kind of escaped our notice there. I'll put him in this category here. Okay, let's move on to left wingers, or right wingers, I should say. and we have Serge Tabeku. Serge Tabeku is considered a possibility. He played the first two of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for two of those, but not selected for the last six matches. This seems to be a theme, Connor.
Yeah, it does. And we also mentioned a lot of new players to the squad coming in towards the end. So yeah, Serge Tabeku on kind of the wrong end of that, no longer part of the squad in the lead up to the tournament. He only has five caps to his name, and he plays his football with Mouscron in Belgium.
Right. Okay, and finally, we have a player kind of exiting the team, Edgar Salli. Actually, it looked like he exited in 2017. Then he came back and played a few games, but his last one was in October 2019. So it doesn't look like he'll be available, even though he's just 29 years old. And are we ready to check?
Yeah, well, none of the players we identified on the right side of midfield or on the wing made it. So, seven central midfielders were identified, but and brought to the squad, but no players from the shortlist we identified on the right or left side of the midfield or on the wing.
Right, so maybe some of these guys are playing out on the wings, but it looks like more like a kind of a packed central midfield.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, let's move on to forwards, and we have attacking midfielders and a not a definite candidate in Christian Basagog, but a likely candidate, and I'll tell you why. He only played five of their 10 games in 2021. He was on the bench for the first four of those and not selected for the last game. So, not playing as much as I would expect, Connor.
Yeah, and this is a player who started all six games in the 2017 African Cup success, and actually started all games in 2019 except for one where he was subbed in. So, yeah, definitely has some tournament experience. Overall, we still consider it likely that he'll be there. He has 37 caps and 7 goals, and he's only 26 years old, so he still has plenty of time ahead with the national team.
Yeah, he's been playing in China since 2017, which is quite interesting, and played for Aalborg in Denmark before that. So, yeah, he was a very memorable player in 2017. So, there is at least one of your players from that title-winning squad.
Voted player of the tournament, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had an excellent tournament there. Okay, well, moving on, we have a possible candidate. I think it's probably a bit more than possible, but Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting. Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting was the captain in 2019. He returned after an 18-month absence in June 2021 to play six of their remaining eight games. And he was under quarantine for one of those and on the bench for the other. So I'm not really sure why he was off the team, but that's why we have him just at the possible level.
Yeah, 61 caps and 17 goals is a fairly good return for him. He spent much of his early career in Germany before moving to Stoke City in England, and that was perhaps strangely a launch pad to Paris Saint-Germain and then Bayern Munich, where he is currently. No disrespect to Stoke, of course.
Yeah, it is a bit of an unusual jump there. He's been with the team for a long time, as far back as the 2010 World Cup, and he was a starter most of the time in most of their tournaments, 2014 World Cup. But then for the 2017 African Cup, which you noted they won, he actually refused the call up. 3 weeks after the squad was announced, and he didn't play in the Confederations Cup that year either. So seems to kind of go AWOL once in a while and then come back to the team. Do you know anything about it?
No, that's very curious. And the decision to refuse a recall in 2017 is no doubt one he regrets.
Yeah, because they won the title. Anyway, we have him as possible, but I think he's a bit more than that. But let's move on to Clinton and Jay. Clinton and Jay is considered possible but unlikely. He played the first two of their 10 games in 2021, but was not selected for the last eight matches, even though he scored one of their goals in qualifying. And he's always had a bit of trouble making it onto the team, but maybe you can give the bio information for him first. or should we wait and see if he makes it?
Well, it's a bit interesting, so I'll mention it briefly.
Sure.
He did start the first two games of the African Cup in 2017. He was subbed out of both games and then lost his starting position not to reappear. So kind of an interesting story in that tournament. And I mention him also because fans of the Premier League may remember that he played with Tottenham Hotspur for a period of time. Not an overly successful spell. He was loaned to Marseille, who he eventually moved to and currently plays with Dinamo Moscow.
Yeah, I got to say, in my mind, he's more memorable for not being on the field than for actually being there. Okay, and finally, Jacques Zoua is last appear for the team in the 2019 African Cup. But now he seems to be kind of playing at the local level a bit more, but never firmly entrenched in the team, though he was part of that title-winning team.
All right, should we have a look at who made it?
Okay, attacking midfielders.
And we have three. They're the first three names we mentioned. So that is Christian Bassagog, player of the tournament in 2017. It's also Erik-Maxime Choupo-Moting. And then finally, Clinton Ndjai, who we identified as possible but unlikely. He is part of the team as well.
Wow, very interesting. So, yeah, he makes it again. I'm kind of anxious to get a look at him because I've seen his name quite often, but I don't have an impression of what he looks like because, as I say, he's often not on the field. Any sense of the starters there?
I think if Christian Bassagog, you know, if they do plan to use him, he's a good candidate for starter. You know, he was a regular starter in the past two African Cups and the Confederations Cup. Yeah. So, as you mentioned, he was on the bench for some of the games, but he seems to have come in recently playing five of the last six games. So I think he would be the most likely candidate. Do you agree with that?
I actually don't. I kind of feel Choupo-Moting is a bit more likely. His clubs are Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain, whereas Bassagog plays in China. I kind of feel myself that Bassagog is a maybe and Choupo-Moting is a definite if he's there.
Yeah. And he was the captain at the last African Cup. So perhaps that's Choupo-Moting, sorry. So perhaps that kind of an extra indicator that he may be involved in this tournament as a starter.
Right. But Ndjai would definitely be a substitute, I would imagine. I can't see him starting.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to forwards. And we begin with Vincent Aboubakar. He played eight of their 10 games in 2021 and was not selected for the others. And he scored three of their eight goals in qualifying.
Yeah, pretty good return. As is his overall record of 25 goals and 77 caps. He debuted for the team in 2010. So he's been around for a while. He's played with a couple big clubs, including Porto and Besiktas. But currently plays in Saudi Arabia with Al Nassr.
Yeah, he looked at, he sometimes had trouble getting into the squad. And he was pretty memorable. I thought he was memorable in 2017, but he actually didn't start for that tournament. He was having a back injury problem. But I do remember him in that tournament. And he did get late winning goal in the final, actually at 88 minutes in over Egypt. So maybe that's why I remember him from that tournament. He wasn't there in 2019, though. So it looks like, he had a knee injury there. So it looks like, anyway, he's come back into the squad as a regular. Okay, let's go with Mumu Ngambalu. Mumu Ngamalu is also a definite. He played all 10 of their games in 2021 Actually, he scored just one goal, which isn't much for a forward, but they seem to like having him on the field.
Yeah, only 4 goals and 32 caps overall, so not a, you know, an incredible record, but yeah, certainly a regular part of the team. He currently plays with Young Boys in Switzerland and has since 2017.
Yeah, even though he's been on the team since 2015, he has only played in the Confederations Cup in 2017 and a sub at that. So he seems to play quite a bit for the team, but not make it to the tournaments for some reason. Carl Toko Ekambi is another one we have listed as a definite, played 7 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other.
Yeah, player who's been at some big clubs, kind of worked his way up to some bigger clubs, starting with Paris FC and then Sochaux and Angers in France, but afterwards played with Villarreal and currently with Lyon. He has 5 goals across 40 caps for Cameroon.
Yeah, and he's another one who was basically a sub in 2017. In both tournaments, African Cup and Confederations Cup, but he was a starter in 2019, definitely seems to be a starter now. Yeah, and I don't know how they're squeezing all of these guys onto the field, Connor.
Yeah, perhaps, going with a more attacking lineup certainly seems to favor a kind of a 4-3-3 with a packed central midfield and 3 strikers, because we've seen a lot of different players involved. But that also said, forwards are more likely to be subbed in and out, so there may be a lot more movement up front. We mentioned some of these games having played in their game, but it doesn't always mean as a starter.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. And also, they were playing weak teams, so they probably put on more attacking players. Stéphane Bahoken is next, and Stéphane Bahoken played 7 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those.
Yeah, he has 19 caps since debuting in 2018, and he currently plays in France with Angers.
Right, and we consider him likely, and we also consider Ignatius Ganago a likely candidate too. Ignatius Ganago returned after an 18-month absence in June to play 4 of their remaining 8 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 3 of those. So even though we consider him likely, he'd probably be a substitute.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's a younger player as well, just 22, so perhaps brought along more for the experience. And he plays with Lens in France.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to, we got to see whether he made it or not. Okay, finally, two other possibilities are Duplex Tshamba. Duplex Tshamba first appeared on the bench in March 2017 and then returned after a 4-year absence in June 2021 and then went on to play 3 of their remaining 8 games and was on the bench for 2. So we have him as a possible candidate.
Yeah, he plays his club football in Denmark. But yeah, like you said, despite being on the bench in March 2017, his first appearance was 2021 and just a handful of caps so far.
Right. So he didn't earn a cap in 2017. Also returning from a long absence, a 3.5-year absence, is Leander Tawamba. We consider him possible because he played in the last 2 games. It may indicate that they're interested in him for the tournament.
And like Vincent Aboubakar, he plays his club football in Saudi Arabia.
All right. Well, we've done a lot of names, but we have a few more to go. But I think we'll be brief and just put the names up. Dangmo Man Iker. We consider possible but unlikely. Blondon Meapa. Blondon Meapa, possible but unlikely. And John Mary Honey, also possible but unlikely. And we'll come back if we see some of these are selected. And do you want to do the seem to be off the squad candidates?
Sure. The 2 players I mentioned both last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup. That's Olivier Boumal and Joel Tegeu.
All right, Olivier Boumal and Joel Tegeu. Not likely to show up, but who knows? Let's take a look.
All right, so a long list of names, but they did bring five forwards. And it's actually the five players we identified as definite or likely. So that's Vincent Aboubakar, Mumu Ngamalu, and Carl Toko Ekambi. And then it also includes Stefan Bahokin and Ignatius Ganago.
All right. Well, I'm not sure. I would say Aboubakar would be a starter, and maybe Toko Ekambi. What do you make of it?
Yeah. Ngamalu, also, he did appear in all 10 of their games in 2021. But yeah, between the three of them, they may not all start, but I think they'll all see plenty of game time.
Yeah. Yeah, as you say, especially with forwards, substitute appearances are a lot more likely. So even though Mumi Ngamalu played 10 games, it doesn't necessarily mean he started all of them. So a really good point there, Connor. Well, that's a lot of names who didn't make the squad. And yet there are a couple more who were selected for the preliminary squad. They didn't end up making it in the end, but I'll just put the names there because they may come up in the future. And one of them is Kevin Soni, and the other is Jeremy Ebobise, or Ebobise. Kevin Soni and Jeremy Ebobise selected for the preliminary squad, but not for the final squad. So there we have it, Connor, and remains to kind of go through the squad and review. Or do you have some comments maybe before we do that?
Yeah, the only comment I'll make is, as we kind of mentioned midway through, just surprised at the turnover since the 2017 African Cup. We saw with Algeria, they have a lot of the same players who won their cup. I mean, that was only 2 years ago in 2019, but it does make sense to kind of keep a winning squad together. So there may be various reasons for that, but it's a very different Cameroon team than we saw 4 years ago, perhaps one that's a little bit less tried and proven. On the other hand, you know, maybe they're building something new, and to get this many young players' experience could serve them very well, not just in this tournament, but at future tournaments as well. So there might be an exciting team to look to watch in the next few years.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, that was only 4 years ago, even though that was three tournaments ago, and it seems like a longer time. It really wasn't that long. I guess 5 years ago is when it was, but still. What strikes me is how kind of central all of these players are, at least in their designated positions. I'm sure some of them are used out wide, but maybe that's part of the kind of their game plan. They don't seem to have those wingers and wide midfielders, all of their players kind of starting in the middle. And as you said, that 4-3-3 structure kind of lends itself to that. Okay, let's go over. Again, we're not confident so much in who's starting, but we've just kind of taken a guess at it. And let's begin with manager Tony Canseco. So I'm sure he will survive the next few days until the tournament begins.
That's right. In goal, we're expecting Andre Onana, returning from a lengthy doping ban, but we do expect him to start in goal for Cameroon.
Right. In central... Yes.
No, I was just going to move along to central defense as you were doing.
Okay.
Probably the only one we're really confident about is Michael Ngadu Ngadjui. Not sure who the partner may be, but Harold Mukundi seems one candidate, so we'll go with him for now. For left backs, we've identified Nuhu Tolo as the likely starter in that position. And on the right back, Collins Fay.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how close we are here. Do you want to keep going?
Sure. So in midfield, there's a lot of players to choose from, but I think Andre Frank Zambo and Guise is probably a shoe-in. And then Martin Hongla and Ivan Nayu are also very strong candidates to start.
Okay, on to central midfield.
Yeah, and then Pierre Koundé and James Lias, Siliki. Those are two that may also share the starting role. So we've, a couple new players, but all names that could be starting for Cameroon.
Right, a big absence of midfielders, left and right midfielders, left and right wingers there. And on to forwards.
And then from the front, likely a front three, we've identified Eric Maxime Choupo-Moting, as well as Vincent Aboubakar and Carl Toko Ekambi as a possible front three to start the tournament.
Right, but lots of players to choose from. And, you know, actually COVID could play a role in deciding, in maybe ruling out some of those players too. Okay, well, should we sign out here? Do you want to tell them a bit about the podcast, Connor?
Yeah, so you can find this podcast as well as our other player podcasts and our group overviews at our website at soccerfiles.captivate.fm. You can also search Soccer Files Canada or International Soccer Preview and find us that way as well. And then if you have any questions or comments or feedback, you can email us at soccerfiles@gmail.com, and that's soccerfiles with a PH.
Great. Well, thanks very much. Thanks for listening or watching if you're watching on YouTube. And thanks for joining here, Connor. It was good to talk to you about Cameroon.
My pleasure as always.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.